Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. The phone line, 1-877-764-2535. The text line, 203-882-9757. So let's go around. Oh, before we start, we had a text that's not fun fact related.
Oh.
Bill in the tow truck. AJ singing Beefalo was the clearest I've ever understood him in 7 years listening to the
Beefalo.
Show.
Beefalo! You're like Ozzy Osbourne.
Thank you.
All right, Fun Fact Friday. Your fact has to be real, and you have to get right to it. So when you hear your name, you just say, fun fact. You don't say, hi, how you doing?
Right.
Fun fact, movie trailers were originally played after the movie. That's why they're called trailers.
See that?
AJ?
Makes sense. Fun fact, the Terminator script was sold for $1.
Oh! Now we need to talk more about this.
In order to get his big break in show business for the Terminator, James Cameron sold the script for $1 with the promise he'd be able to direct. And of course, we all know he went from Terminator to Avatar and Titanic and things like that. So,
wow.
Yep. Pretty good gamble.
Well, he gambled on himself. That's amazing.
$1.
I'll give you this for $1.
Yep.
But I direct.
Exactly.
Wow.
That is one sharp cookie over there.
Sharp cookie?
Yes.
That doesn't sound like a fun cookie.
Shut up.
It hurts when I swallow the
sharp
cookie.
Fun fact, Goose Boy's going to die.
Fun fact, sharp cookies hurt.
You ever have a fortune cookie? They hurt.
Do you mean that's the way the cookie crumbled?
Shut up. Fun fact, I'm done.
Just ask.
Fun fact, Chaz is now choking a hot dog.
He ate a sharp cookie.
Shut up.
I'm on Blackie's number two. All right, Ashley.
Fun fact, boanthropy is a psychological disorder in which the sufferer believes he or she is a cow or ox.
Or beefalo.
Beefalo.
Beefalo, beefalo, beefalo.
Phil?
Fun fact, the Lamborghini that Christian Bale drives in The Dark Knight is the Murcielago, which in Spanish means bat.
No! Oh.
What's a Murcielago?
I don't know Emma. If that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah. Emma in Wallingford.
Ooh, fun fact, in 1998, Sony accidentally sold 700,000 camcorders that had the technology to see through people's clothes.
Oh! Where are those cameras?
Right.
And what I don't remember this.
I don't recall.
Yes, I remember.
You do?
Yeah.
Does that technology even exist?
You're filming grandma. It could be really bad.
Well, you know what had to happen? It was military stuff.
That right.
I mixed it up.
Oops.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh. Right. You know, this wedding seems awfully different. I just gave the bride away. And the groom.
Wow, that is a great fun fact. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Last.
You too, Emma. Thank you. Did you look it up?
No, I have lots of texts coming in.
Oh.
Look at Pete. So your hand up.
You know, people thought they were sly back in the day when you'd put those cameras that had the film in them on the table at the wedding.
Yeah.
They'd go into the bathroom, take a picture of their junk.
Exactly.
So the bride and groom would develop the pictures.
Did it many times.
They never thought that they'd match your tie up.
Oops.
To a picture of you somewhere else with your face in it.
The key is to take your tie off first.
Yes. Ashley?
Fun fact, about 3% of mosquitoes inject you with hundreds of tiny worms when they bite. This is what causes heartworm.
Ew.
Who is that from?
Didn't say.
Eric in Bristol.
Fun fact, there are more ways to shuffle a 52 deck of cards than there are atoms in the earth.
Ah. Like my method, you throw them all in the air.
I think you lose us with the math ones.
Yeah. Are you the one that called up with that mind-blowing one last time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can shuffle a deck of cards. There's 800 quadrillion times as many ways to shuffle a deck of cards than there are atoms in the entire earth.
Oh, you have to call early every week.
Yeah.
You're the one with the folding paper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same idea as why that one's weird, too. It's just exponential growth. That
you know how many pieces of paper got folded the last time you called?
I tore mine up, actually.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
Fun Fact Friday. Pat in Berlin.
Hey, guys. Fun fact. Billy Joel is known to buy his front row tickets to his concerts and have his road crew give the tickets to people in the nosebleeds that can't afford tickets that look like they're having a good time. He has them bring them to the front row so that, like, everybody has a good time.
Oh!
Yeah. Right,
cool!
It was a long fun fact.
It was, yes.
Thank you.
Get that reason.
Still going with him.
Fun fact. Some fun facts are long.
Yeah.
That was a good one, though.
It was.
Do you, if you're doing a concert, do you want people who have a tremendous amount of money sitting there looking bored?
Yeah, it's just staring at you.
Right.
Or on their phone or something.
Or do you want the crazy fans that are just so nuts that you're so close?
And it'll go even more nuts in the front.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. That happened to you, didn't it?
It did.
Wasn't he sweating on you, or you tried to pull him off stage?
I touched him.
I touched him,
and I sang in his microphone. It, like, I just need to meet Billy Joel. I just need to have him in my life. Like, Billy, where are you?
You touched his hand?
Yes. Like, the part in between his pointer finger and his thumb.
Do you look frightened?
And I was
like, how you're hurting me?
My first thought was, wow, his hand is so hot, like from flying up and down the keys. He had a jacket on and everything.
Right. If he put it in water, there'd be steam.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. Dave.
Fun fact, The Magic of Christmas Day by Celine Dion was actually written and recorded by Dee Snider, and she never even knew it until later on.
Ah.
I didn't know until now.
Ah.
That's news to me, too. I had no idea.
Wowie.
Take care, my friend.
I had no idea.
Unlikely combination.
Yes.
All right, let's go to our text.
All right. Fun fact from texts. A group of baboons is called a congress.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Ah. Ah.
Fun fact, no one here is surprised.
Ah.
Ken from...
Beef Man.
Fun fact. Technically, there are only 46 states in the United States. The other four are commonwealths.
How come your fun facts always put us this? Do you know what fun means?
That's like history fact.
Yeah.
All right,
I don't want to learn anything today.
It's fun fact.
Fun.
Fun fact. When you are on...
That was fun. That was
love you,
fun.
Beef Man.
Right. That was fun.
Joe.
Fun fact, Chaz called Blackie's Frankie's to the owner on that interview.
Oh, jeez. I slipped. Fun fact, you're an idiot. Jesus, can we hire someone to follow this guy around and just point out every time he makes a mistake?
Seriously.
Jen and Stratford.
Fun fact, baby guinea pigs, when they are born, are born precociously, which means they're fully furred, their eyes are open, they're running around acting like full-grown guinea pigs. They're just tiny.
Ew.
Oh.
That's going to cause nightmares now. Thank you.
Imagine if that happened with humans.
Right.
Like the baby came out just full chest hair.
Right.
Armpits, leg hair.
Fully clothed, sneakers.
Little 5 o'clock shadow.
Just runs out.
Fun Fact Friday. Chaz and AJ in the morning. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Fish nipples.
Fun fact.
Yes.
The most deadliest shark to man is the bull shark. It has the ability to swim up 7 miles of a freshwater river.
Ah! Actually, the worst was a lone shark. That'll take you out on land.
Thank you, Fish
Nipples. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
I have a shark-related fun fact here.
Oh, do you?
Fun fact, in 2017, more people were killed by injuries caused by taking selfies than by shark attacks.
I 100% believe that.
Yeah. Nate from Litchfield.
Fun fact, When Viagra is dissolved in water, it can make cut flowers stay erect for up to a week longer than they usually do.
Ah!
Wait, really?
Boy, that point, like a joke.
That point says really pointing, huh?
So if your wife is mad at you about not getting flowers, well, now you got an issue. That doesn't make sense.
Not at all, no.
That you're an idiot.
That cactus is really erect. Well, it's staying straight up right there.
All right, let's go to the text.
Ken in North Haven, fun fact, reindeer hair is hollow like a tube.
Okay. That's good to know.
Someone had to find that out.
Exactly.
Someone had to figure it out.
I need a straw.
To take a reindeer hair and say, let's take a look at this.
Yeah, hey. I need a straw. Quick, reindeer hair.
Hand me my eyepiece.
That's how Santa drank.
Right.
I need a reindeer hair.
Do you have another one?
Fun fact, cats that roar cannot purr.
What?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So lions can't purr.
I guess not.
Well, they purr when they're eating you.
I don't know who that's from.
Their stomach purrs.
Exactly right.
A brief Google search found the Viagra dissolved in water with the flowers thing to be real.
Oh,
wow.
It will double the life of flowers.
They have a Viagra cocktail?
Cut flowers in a vase.
Cocktail.
That sort of makes sense when you think about it.
It
sort of makes sense.
They should make like Viagra water.
Well, now you could call your doctor, say, I want Viagra. It's not for me.
Right.
It's for my flowers.
Don't worry. Right. I'm a florist.
Yeah. It's for my poppy.
That's right. My wife wants me to get it. No, right. No. For her flowers.
Yeah, her daffodils ain't daffing.
What?
Aaron, your problem with this is?
I don't understand.
It's called a joke. Daffodils aren't daffing. It was just a joke.
What is that?
No one cares.
We do.
Yeah, okay.
I could have said something like, her daffodil's a little limp in the dill.
Okay, go with that.
All right. Dante in... it's Dante in Stanford.
Oh, you're on 8.
Oh.
Fun fact.
Marty from Westbrook. Dante's gone.
Fun fact. Space smells like seared steak.
How do we know this?
Emma did that one before.
I have a friend of mine who's deep with NASA, and he's talked to astronauts that had basically said that when they come in from doing spacewalks, that it smells like a hot steak that was seared in a cast iron. Yeah, I can't talk today.
It's probably all the steak.
You know what? No one can.
Yeah.
Fun fact, we're all having trouble. That's something to do with the moon. Right. I noticed that we all have it at the same time.
Really?
Everybody's daffing.
AJ has it every day, but when we have it, like I'm doing right now.
You would think that
just forget it
right now.
I'm gonna punch myself.
Fun fact, we can't talk today.
All right, well, this guy that you know that's deep in NASA. How do we get hook us up?
Yeah.
I'll try. I'll see what I can do. I'll have him call in for you.
All right. We don't have to use his name.
Right.
We don't have to do any of that.
He'll be more. This gentleman loves to talk about space.
We're fascinated about it. That and the Titanic.
Absolutely.
I take up space.
He's been on a few launches and,
really?
Launches and, oh, yeah. He can tell you a bunch of different stories. Yeah, real good. I'll have him call in.
Give me his number.
Wait, so he's been on launches, in other words, working ground control?
No. He's an avid. He's just really deep into the NASA community, and he has ins, if that makes any sense.
Does he work with Jet Propulsion Laboratories?
No.
He's a janitor, isn't it?
All right. Wow.
But has he
been on a shuttle or out into space?
His car.
Negative. No. Nope.
Okay.
Negative. But he's got a lot of valuable information.
Does he have a helmet?
I could be in space later on tonight after 4 o'clock.
Nice. We're all shooting for that.
Ashley has one from the text.
This is from Eric in Southbury. Fun fact, during your lifetime, you will produce enough saliva to fill 2 swimming pools.
Yeah, you produce 1 to 2 liters per day.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
It is.
I feel like Ashley's a little bit higher than that average.
Yes. Right. That just always goes, why are you drooling so much?
Yeah. Why is your pillow always soggy?
When she yells, it's like, suffer.
You need one of those
plexiglass shields. Exactly right.
Yep, you need PPE.
Then she wonders why I get mad when she leans over the donut tray.
Right.
I have active salivary glands. I can't help it.
That's terrible. Thank you.
1-877-764-2535, or you could text in at 203-882-9757. Fun Fact Friday. Dave in Bridgeport.
Good morning, crew. I'm actually in Milford today. It's Old Sands right now.
Hey.
It's early sun. Fun Fact Friday. Fun Fact Fridays are cool on Chaz and AJ.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I mean, thank you, but it should be fun.
Totally blew the whole thing. Right. We'll see. Fun Fact.
We were on a good roll there for
a while.
Well,
he's being nice. Fine. Well, this is what happens when you're nice around here. Fun Fact Friday, 1-877-764-2535. Or you could text in at 203-882-9757. Let's go to Ashley with the texts.
All right. Gordon in Ansonia. Fun fact, the little plastic thing at the end of a shoelace is called an aglet.
Very aggravating, too, when it falls off.
Think before then. They'd get all frayed.
Yep.
And then you're trying to lace them up.
You can't get through the grommet.
Right.
Yep.
Aglet.
Aglet.
Hey, aglet.
Joe from Stanford.
Fun fact. Around 1913, when the U.S. Postal Service accepted parcels over 4 pounds, you could mail your children.
And some folks did. Just slap a stamp on Junior's forehead and off he goes.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's real. There were 7 instances between 1913 and 1915 where people mailed those children.
Right. The hard part was getting them down in the mailbox.
It's Flubble Friday, right. By the way. Yes. We're at a high alert.
Yes.
I love Flubble Friday.
9 out of 10 callers and speakers are flubbling.
Thank you. One of us.
Mailed their children.
Yes.
Mailed their children.
Right.
Yes.
So someone said, we got to stop this. Yeah, so it was cheaper. Did they have, what year was this?
1913?
Between 1913 and 1915.
All right, so obviously we didn't have commercial air.
Right.
So it was train or cars?
It was actually cheaper because it was actually cheaper to send them mail.
By email.
Railway, yes. Was called, instead of putting them on a train.
Right.
Right.
So I guess it was cheaper.
The hard part was having a mailbox big enough to put the kid in.
Yeah.
Because they can put in your bag. And like, all these damn kids are going to mail out today. You want to eat?
Did that mail just say something?
It did. It went,
all right, thank you, brother.
I'm in the mail. Wah.
Yeah. It's female mail.
It's what?
It's a female mail.
Tony in Brantford.
Hey, fun fact. That little plastic thing that comes in a pizza box was originally made to hold the other slices while you take your slice out.
Did you see that on a meme?
See that? See, he knows the truth. This man is knowledgeable. Thank you, brother.
And then they figured out later on if they put it in the middle, it'll stop the cheese from sticking to the top.
See? See that? Thank you. You, sir, are a genius.
Bye-bye.
Tony's got that backwards.
No, it made more sense his way.
Kooky Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
AJ, I'm mad at you, but I love Chaz. I'm glad you found Jennifer.
Thank you.
Fun fact, if you think positive and you're a nice person, it comes back 100 times.
What's your excuse?
I love Ashley, too. I play her message every day she left me.
You're so sweet, Kooky
so
Karen.
Positive. No, I'm really not. I can't wait to run somebody over today, like that guy in Derby. But anyways...
Wait,
I
fact,
love you guys.
That shouldn't call.
Wait, you can't wait to run someone over today.
Well, the guy that killed his wife in Derby.
Aunt Sonia?
Chaz is going to get there first.
Was that Aunt Sonia?
How many voices are in your head right now?
No, it happened in Milford Court yesterday. It happened in Derby, but he was arraigned in Milford Court yesterday.
Oh. Okay.
My car was in the mechanic, so I couldn't go for the protests.
Your car was in the mechanic.
Yeah, he swallowed it whole.
$250, but
easy.
All my mechanics in Milford would have did it for free, but I couldn't get to Milford. But I love you guys. Thank God you backed the cops and you get the facts out.
Yes.
But Chaz, I got a little secret for you. If I find the beefalo, that's your wedding present.
Wow.
That's a great wedding present.
Ashley's going to come take it.
It's not just any beefalo. It's the beefalo. It's the one everyone's looking for.
It's so famous
now. They said they were going to kill it.
It's going to have its own series
on
Fox.
The beefalo of the beefalo.
Yes. Chaz, if I give it to you for a wedding gift, are you going to put it on your grill?
You get real cheapalo.
No, I would not eat that. That would wander around the project.
I love you. I grew up with you. I met some people in Shelton that know you. They invited me to their farm to pet the cows before they slaughter them. I said, oh, I got to go.
Petting the cows.
Have they suffered enough?
Code for something, right?
Yes.
They know you personally, the Shelton farm.
The Shelton farm. That narrows it down.
Well, you know my last name now, so you know who I am. I love you. I always pick PLR. If I get mad at you when you talk about hot dogs, I switch to 92.5. But before like 3 minutes.
Different wieners?
What do you eat a hot dog?
I'll eat anything, but not a hot dog.
What do you have against hot dogs?
Well, I think there's a lot of... Speak to Jennifer about it. I think there's a lot of cancer... I won't do cancer treatment, so I cry because I have a lot of friends that work at hospitals. So between the nitrates and the casing and all the things that go into them, it's just hard to bite into.
You're supposed to chew them, actually.
But I did go to Zoe's, and I brought a meat lover's pizza to the attorney I used to work for. He loved it.
Very good. I sent her out a gift
I put three masks on delivering it. No,
where
I
did
love
you
Zoe's.
Put them?
I grew up. They're good people. Jim likes you a lot, or whatever his name is.
Well, we love Jim.
I love you, Chaz, and you have a good girlfriend. Finally.
Wife now.
Who?
She's been promoted twice.
Whoop.
Let's stay on good terms from now until the toy drive.
All right, well,
Can you spank him?
Can you spank him?
You're going to spank him?
She's eating hot dogs.
He used to be my favorite until the car wash.
Until the car wash.
All right, so she showed up at one of our car washes.
He took it off his Facebook. No, I brought him tons of food. He ate it all from Michael Anthony's.
And what made you not like him? What happened?
He was making fun of me one day.
I make fun of everybody.
He took me off his Facebook.
That's not nice, AJ.
I did not do that.
AJ, I love you still. If you park crooked, I'll park crooked too. I'll see you at the car things.
Now that's my car, I hope.
How are you guys doing today? Seriously.
So thank you for calling.
Hey, welcome to coffee.
I love you, Chaz. I'm in love with you. And I'm glad you got Jennifer because I think she's perfect.
Thank you. I do too.
When's your wedding, by the way?
2 weeks ago.
No, it wasn't. Did you really get married? Because I haven't been following everything. Did you really get married?
I got married. I am a... Listen, here's my wedding ring. Hold on.
Can you send me a text?
Don't lose it.
Hold on.
Love you guys. You make me laugh. Laughter is still the best medicine.
Wait, what else are you on,
You too? Make us laugh. And we're not laughing.
You have no idea.
We're not laughing at you.
I get up at 3 in the morning. I laugh with Gizmo. I say, oh...
Let's see
if we could bother what's his name at Sikorsky.
This
or
would be the most
working.
Challenging thing for me.
keep her on track.
Is Gizmo kept in a drawer?
I believe
my hell will be beamed into a radio studio with her, and I have to try to keep her on track.
We're coming in soon. We're coming out on Willis from my girlfriend Bridget's security at Yale. She was in that building. We're coming in soon. Don't worry. We're coming in very soon, unannounced.
What do you mean coming in soon? Are you flying it?
Coming in high?
No, I know. I lived in Milford for 26 years. All the cops love me. Trust me.
Want me to name them?
Now, when you say love you, what do you mean by that?
They put them in handcuffs.
Well, they know I'm a good person.
Oh.
No arrest. Go to DMV. Help everybody for free.
You're a frog, AJ? What's going on?
I'm weird. My name's Karen. What do you want? My son said, don't be a Karen.
That's right. You are a Karen.
Good for you, Cookie Karen.
I love her message. It's so uplifting and positive. I'm like, oh, my God. I wish I could play this for everyone where I live.
I would say play it for us.
The Nut Hut.
I really thought you were mean to me. Now I understand.
Fun fact. It takes a while.
I'm a real blonde, you know. It takes a little.
But what do you know?
You were nice to me. I know. I like to talk fast, but believe me, when I don't like somebody, I don't talk.
Wow. All right. And you don't like me, you're still going?
My head hurts.
Jennifer will tell you about it later. It's a long story. When you work for the healthcare 9 years, it's like, okay, back to the farm.
You know, the medication for the patients, right?
No, we don't do medication. Was that AJ?
Can't let her go.
No. I can't wait to see
was the Beefalo.
I'm going to Planet Vista's Milford just to see him.
What's Planet Vista's?
You know, I like your outgoing message on your phone too, Kookie Karen.
Thank you.
Can
well,
we call it?
Ashley, I've been through hell. Ask Chaz when you get off the line. I've been through.
I don't really know.
Oh, you don't know, Jeff.
Zoom tight.
You have to go back on my Facebook 7 years. If it wasn't for what's his name, that I can't mention his name on the line ever again at any station.
Okay.
I think I'm going to shut up now.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, I love you guys, and I'm thankful that all the positive messages you put out, even if they're funny, back the cops.
Were you in healthcare, the healthcare industry?
9 years.
Doing
10
what?
10 years
as
human
patient
resources.
Or?
Doing what?
I was med certified in group homes for the Kennedy Center, and then I worked for a cops family in West Haven. I worked for Lieutenant Dave Purcell in Milford.
Okay.
He could trust me with his mom. I worked 3 jobs, plus I represented myself in my foreclosure.
Probably not a good move.
China does it all.
My sons worked 2 jobs, and I had 2 renters. But still left the house.
Yeah,
it was time to go.
We would not be able to calculate the subjects we covered in the last 10 minutes.
No, we can't.
But I know my friend Karen, I grew up with, lives in South Ferry. She has
now,
her own business.
Now, Karen, do other people see her?
Right. It's the voice in your head. Or?
Yeah.
That's you in the mirror.
Is that EJ again making fun of me?
No.
I can't wait to go to the toy drive and smack him. I think I'm going to meet him at Planet Fitness.
On the Tushy?
Bring Mackie it.
On the Tushy?
I,
EJ used to be so nice to me till last year. I'm not still on the
AJ.
Line.
I have no idea what's going on.
Yes, you're on.
I have no idea. See, this is why I don't drink coffee. I wake up laughing, and trust me, in 3 hours, it's going to be a little different. I'm going to think
thank
positive.
You. Now, what do you mean
my
by that?
My car was in the mechanics yesterday.
Yeah.
$250.
That's cheap.
Cheap?
Yeah.
I had a Volvo for my mechanic. It was his.
Oh, Volvo.
It was such a nice car.
I feel like we're good.
Yeah, we
like
are.
You tired me out.
You did.
Trust me, if you weren't marrying Jennifer, I would love to meet you.
He married her already.
Married her.
I'm married.
What? How come I wasn't invited?
Gee, I wonder why.
Shut up, AJ. I'm going to join Planet Vista at Milford just to see him.
All right, good luck with that.
All right, well, thank you, Karen. It's always,
God
you
bless
know,
you.
We just put a smile.
God bless you. Keep backing the cops because they need it right now.
We do. We do.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. God
right.
bless you.
Bye.
Because I'm tight.
Wow.
It's just fun.
Yep.
It's
mm-hmm.
just there's no negativity in her.
No.
It's
no.
all fun. It's
need
all nice.
The last 10 minutes of my life back.
Yeah. Now, does she stay on topic?
Hell
no.
No.
But she's nice and there's no negativity.
That was like talking to a squirrel.
Yeah.
It really was.
If a squirrel could talk, that was it.
That was, yes.
I was crossing the road.
I'm
going to
run over here. I'm going to run over here.
Right.
Up the tree. Down the tree. Over
truck.
Here.
Truck. Yep.
That's what we were kind of waiting to happen,
splat.
Right? Some truck to just. And now, you know, I sent her Zoe's gift card.
Right. Oh, no. They're mad at you now?
And I don't know. I'll ever be let in there again.
Nope.
All right. We have 1 minute, and let's take line 5. Fun Fact Friday. Eric Heckman, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Eric was the carpenter on the project house. He also made both times the AJ in a Box box.
Oh.
Yes, thank you.
How the heck are you?
And he called, it was like a year ago, and your daughter was born prematurely, and it was very scary, touch and go.
Yeah, pretty crazy. So I just want to wish her a very happy first birthday.
Oh,
fun fact, it's your birthday. Yay!
Yay.
Yay.
So she's the best thing that's ever happened to us, and it's a blessing just to see, you know, where she was. You know, last year was kind of a scary situation, but now everything's better and all is well.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Is she driving yet?
No, but they're both bottle fed.
Not yet, but I mean, once she's on two feet walking, I mean, she's
Got to be moving. She's not moving yet.
It's a lot for a carpenter to say the daughter's the best thing and not the tool belt.
Right? I was going to say, not driving, but Eric already taught her how to use a screwdriver.
That's right.
Let's just talk.
All right, Eric. Thank you, man.